I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Throughout the world, wherever Christians gather in worship, they often join in reciting these simple words of testimony to their common belief in the divinity of Jesus. Christians are people who follow the religious teachings of Jesus as recounted in the Christian Gospels. Christians live in practically every nation of the earth and share the belief that Jesus is the Son of God who lived on earth as a human, suffered pain, then rose from the dead. But although Jesus of Nazareth is the common focus of their faith, the ways Christians express that belief and the places where they worship can seem very different indeed. While it may sometimes seem as though Christians belong to many religions instead of only one, as a whole, they make up the largest religious group on earth today. About 1/4 of the world's population are Christians. The Christian Bible, the sacred scriptures of the Christian faith, contains the complete Jewish Bible, which Christians call the Old Testament, and a collection of later books written during the 100 or so years after Jesus, which is known as the New Testament. The word gospel means good news, and Christianity is based on accounts of the life of Jesus found in the Gospels, four books of the New Testament. Here is that story, as told in the Christian Bible and as depicted by artists over the centuries. Jesus was born some 2,000 years ago in southern Palestine, site of modern-day Israel, where Judaism had previously emerged as the first religion to recognize only one God. The Bible recounts that there too, God transmitted to Moses the Ten Commandments, or rules, that lie at the heart of both the Jewish and Christian faiths. Ancient Jewish leaders had a vision of a coming Messiah, or anointed one, who would one day redeem the world. Christians believe that prophecy came to pass when the angel Gabriel told a young woman named Mary that she would bear a child to be called Jesus, who would be the Son of God. When it was time for Mary to give birth, she and her husband Joseph traveled from their home in Nazareth to the city of Bethlehem to be taxed by the Roman rulers. The Bible goes on to tell that there was no room at the inn, so Mary gave birth to the infant Jesus in a stable and laid him in a manger. Meanwhile, an angel appeared to shepherds guarding their flocks in the fields nearby. The shepherds were afraid, but the angel told them he brought them joyous news of Jesus' birth. So the shepherds hurried to the stable in Bethlehem, where they fell to their knees before the infant Jesus and praised God. The Bible then describes the arrival of wise men called the Magi, who had traveled many miles from the east following a bright new star. They too knelt in worship before the baby Jesus. The Magi had brought many splendid gifts. They also warned Mary and Joseph that the Roman king feared the newborn child and sought to destroy him. So Jesus' family fled to safety in the land of Egypt. When the danger had passed, they returned to the land of Palestine, where the Gospels say Jesus passed his childhood in the city of Nazareth and learned the craft of his father Joseph, who was a carpenter. At the age of 12, it is said that Jesus displayed great learning and wisdom, but the Gospels say nothing more regarding his life until he was about 30 years old. Then he was baptized by John the Baptist and began traveling across the land, preaching to all who would listen. People called him Rabbi, which means teacher, and his followers named him Jesus the Christ, meaning Jesus the Messiah. It is written in the Gospels that Jesus once said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. For although many honored him, some mocked and feared this new religious reformer, and Jesus knew of the things that were to befall him. The Bible further recounts that Jesus called two fishermen, Peter and Andrew, to follow him and become fishers of men. They were the first of 12 disciples, or followers, that Jesus called to preach the gospel. According to the Gospels, Jesus performed many miracles, healing the sick and blind, and restoring life to the dead. Many young children were brought to be blessed, and Jesus is said to have told his disciples, "Suffer little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." To all he preached a message of love. In the Gospel's narrative of the Sermon on the Mount, he taught his listeners, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." When Jesus arrived in the city of Jerusalem for Passover week, people cheered and cleared a path before him. But the Roman rulers feared his popularity, while the Jewish leaders rejected his calls for reform. Jesus had a final meal with his disciples in Jerusalem, a meal that is often called the Last Supper. The Gospels explain that he gave his disciples bread to represent his body and wine to represent his blood. Jesus knew that one of his disciples would later betray him to his enemies, but he submitted himself to God's will. The Jewish leaders took Jesus before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, charging him with treason against Rome. When the angry crowd demanded Jesus' crucifixion, Pilate agreed. Death by crucifixion was a common form of punishment in the Roman Empire. The Roman soldiers mocked Jesus, placed a crown of sharp thorns on his head, struck him, and forced him to carry his own heavy wooden cross to the place of crucifixion. The Bible goes on to tell that Jesus was nailed to a cross between the crosses of two condemned thieves on a hill outside Jerusalem. After Jesus died, the Gospels say that his disciples lowered him from the cross, and his body was taken to a tomb that was sealed with a heavy stone. But 3 days later, on a Sunday, the stone had been rolled away, and his disciples found the tomb empty. According to Christian belief, God had raised Jesus from the dead in what is known as the resurrection. With the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus the Christ, the story of Christianity had just begun. The earliest Christians, like Jesus himself, were Jews, who at first practiced Jewish customs. But they later adopted Sunday, rather than Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath, as their day of worship, because they believed the resurrection occurred on a Sunday. Soon, many non-Jews converted to the new faith as his disciples spread the teachings of Jesus to other lands. It is commonly believed that the Apostle Peter traveled to Rome and became that city's first Christian bishop. Others took the Christian message throughout areas bordering the Mediterranean Sea. Although the new religion continued to attract followers, many early Christians suffered harsh treatment at the hands of the Romans. But despite efforts to stop the spread of the new faith, by the end of the 4th century, Christianity had become the official religion of the entire Roman Empire, and construction of many of the first great Christian churches began. During the Middle Ages, the Pope, then the spiritual head of Western Christians, exercised great political as well as spiritual authority. But while the church was becoming more involved in worldly affairs, some believers took vows of poverty and withdrew to secluded monasteries and convents. At that time, the men and women who lived in those communities, called monks and nuns, were among the few people who could read and write. So monasteries and convents became great centers of learning, while members of such religious orders as the Franciscans began to work among the people, following the selfless example of a man who loved all living things, St. Francis of Assisi. The period called the Middle Ages also saw military expeditions called the Crusades try unsuccessfully to retake Palestine, the land of Jesus' ministry, from its Muslim rulers. About the same time, Christians split apart due to disagreements over beliefs, the church calendar, and the authority of the Pope. This divided the church into the Eastern Orthodox churches, centered in Constantinople, and the Roman Catholic Church, based in Rome. Some 1,400 years after the birth of Jesus, copies of the Bible were painstakingly made by hand. So much of the people's knowledge of Christian scriptures came from murals and other artworks displayed in churches. But during a period of history called the Renaissance, one of the great inventions of modern times led to the printing of large quantities of the Bible by mechanical means. Using ideas developed earlier in Asia, a German named Johannes Gutenberg invented movable metallic type that made it possible to produce splendidly printed Bibles on the world's first printing press. In time, the Bible was translated into many languages and read throughout the world. Another great milestone in the history of Christianity resulted from a movement called the Reformation, led by the German monk and scholar Martin Luther. In the year 1517, Luther posted on the door of a German church his famous 95 Theses, protesting some of the ways in which the church abused its power. Luther and his followers soon discovered that he had caused a further split within Christianity, this time between Protestants, or protesters, and Roman Catholics. The Lutheran Church, which traces its origins to Luther, is one of many Protestant denominations that grew out of the Reformation. John Calvin, a French Protestant reformer, also rejected some of the teachings and practices of the Roman Catholic Church. Calvin's teachings were important in the development of the Presbyterian Church, a Protestant denomination. Another denomination, the Church of England, was established after King Henry VIII of England declared his independence from the Pope. And so, Christianity, the world religion that began in Palestine some 2,000 years ago, evolved into three distinct groups. Roman Catholics, headed by the Bishop of Rome, called the Pope. Protestants, who in turn belonged to many denominations. And the Eastern Orthodox churches of such countries as Russia, Greece, Armenia, and Syria. All share the belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who gave his life on the cross for the salvation of humanity.